Now ask yourself this question: was Solomon a good father? I would say no. I mean, did his son Rehoboam live for God? Nope. Rehoboam wasn't a godly person. And you say, why? Well, because Solomon wasn't a good father. Now, Solomon was a good Christian for a lot of his life. He did a lot of great things, but he wasn't a very good father. Did you know you can be a good Christian and a bad father? Right. Did you know you can be a great soul winner and do a terrible job raising your kids? Did you know you can read the Bible for 2 hours every day and then raise a bunch of kids that hate God when they grow up because you never spend time with them? See, you can be someone who accomplishes things for God and yet you're not a good father. And so realize with Solomon, Solomon did a lot of good things, but he wasn't a good father, okay? Now, who was the father of Solomon? David, okay? Was David a godly Christian? Did he do a lot of great things? Absolutely. There's no question about that. Was David a good father? No. David was not a good father, okay? What's the result? Well, his son, he sort of lives for God. I mean, he has that heritage of the true God that he believes in, but he does the same thing as his dad did, okay? Now, part of David's problem and part of Solomon's problem is, here's the thing, David was not a very good father, and another reason why, which applies to Lot, is because David was a lousy husband. And look, you cannot be a good father if you're a bad husband. And you cannot be a great husband if you're a bad father. You say, why? These roles are intertwined. Part of your job as a husband is to raise those children with your wife. Right. And if you do a bad job as a father, then you're not a very good husband. Okay? These things are intertwined. And by the way, I'm not preaching towards or against the moms here today or the women in this room, but the same thing applies for women as well. You're not going to be a good mom if you're a bad wife. And you're not going to be a good wife if you're a bad mom. Why? Because those job responsibilities are together. They come together. You must do both of those things.